The time has come. The Tiki Bar is open, as the title of John Hyatt's new album tells us. John, your last album was Crossing Muddy Waters. That was an acoustic record. The new album begins with some strumming, but then all hell breaks loose.
Kerblammy.
You start rocking. What made you plug back in and reunite with the Goners?
Well, I got back together with those guys summer of 99, and I called Sonny on a whim. And I said, you know, the century's coming to a close here, buddy. Should we give it another go? You know, either knock it on the head or play some more. And they were all up for it. So we got together, did a couple of shows. You know, it was like getting back on a bicycle. You know, it was so wonderful, the feeling. And then that summer, we started recording this record.
But you really only made one album with the Goners, Slow Turning. And yet they've kind of become mythical in your discography, if you will. Tell me who the Goners are and what makes this band different from other bands you played with, like the Nashville Queens.
The Goners are Kenny Blevins on the drum kit, Dave Ranson on bass, and Sonny Landreth on slide guitar and singing. And it's one of those magic quartets. The four of us together, we just make a certain kind of racket that you can't get anywhere else.
I want to go inside the Tiki Bar and listen to the first single, which is called My Old Friend. Great rock and roll references in this song. Your best since you had that line about yelling at the kids in the back seat because they were banging like Charlie Watts. When I heard the song, I thought that maybe reuniting with an old friend reminded you that you like to see the world through music-colored glasses. Is that...
Well, that was sort of the idea. I think it was had a lot to do with my kids, and they're getting into their teenage years now, and I've watched them kind of progress through music much the way I did. You know, they started out with whatever was on the radio. Then they discovered rock and roll. And my daughter Lily, who's 17, I mean, she listens to everybody from Pearl Jam to Bob Dylan, Neil Young. She's getting into the blues a little bit. I just see how important music is to them, and it just kind of reminds me of how it's, you know, there's always been a soundtrack running to my life. And also, I'm always running into these people, you know, from the old days, and inevitably, these women, even though they're in their 40s now, they look fabulous, or else they're, you know, very successful, or, you know, married well, or whatever, and it kind of, I always feel like, you know, the same old schmo, and so it was a little about that, too, I guess.